Chapter 1. A Winding Path. My brother Dan was just 13 months older than me, and a year ahead in school. We shared a room growing up, and like most brothers, we're fairly competitive. We hated to lose. That was especially hard for me, since Dan seemed to be good at just about everything he tried. He was the more natural athlete, and always at the top of his class. When I realized I couldn't compete with him head-to-head, I tried to find interest apart from his. If he was going to play tennis, I decided, I was going to play basketball. But there was one interest we both shared that never felt like a competition. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I was sure of it, before I even really knew what that meant. And Dan genuinely wanted to help. I got immense satisfaction from coming up with an idea, and he would revel in trying to help me turn it into something real. We started our first business when I was 10 years old. Dan was 11 and brought to bear all the wisdom of that extra year in our operation. We called ourselves Case Enterprises and hoped that no one would notice that neither of us was old enough to drive. We billed ourselves as an international mail order company. At one point, we became the exclusive distributor in Hawaii for a Swiss watchmaker, though I can't recall actually selling any watches. Most of our efforts involved knocking on doors, trying to sell greeting cards to our neighbors. Most of our customers were buying what we were selling just to be nice. But Dan didn't care. He called it our comparative advantage, said it was part of our brand. We actually talked like this. Our parents, a lawyer and a teacher, had no idea where we got it from. They used to joke that when I went to my room, I was going to my office. Our early ventures may not have provided much in the way of cash, but they did provide a wealth of experience. And the process of coming up with new business ideas, or new ways to sell, left a deep impression on me. When I left Hawaii to attend Williams College in Massachusetts in 1976, I kept looking for new business opportunities. I started 6 little businesses while at school, including delivering fruit baskets to students during exam week. Paid for by parents, of course. I had a growing interest in the music business and spent a lot of time in New York clubs like CBGB, trying to find new talent to bring to college campuses.